Already in Hawaii, they've been pausing to mark the anniversary. At the USS Arizona Memorial, survivors gathered to lay a wreath.
I'm one of five living survivors of the USS Arizona.
Ken Potts of Provo still gets emotional when talking about the raid that claimed so many of his shipmates' lives. He's been to the Arizona Memorial twice before.
This is something that's set up partially by the Arizona Survivors Association, and they've been doing it for 10 years, or for 2 years. And when they started, there was 10 of us alive.
Potts still has trouble talking about what happened that day. Last week, the aircraft carrier USS John C. Stennis sailed into Pearl to take part in this week's commemoration. Sailors stood at attention and saluted as the ship sailed past the Arizona. Other ships, of course, were sunk and damaged, including the USS Utah and the USS Nevada. Sailor Max Burgraff told KSL in 2011 he was at church when the attack began.
I was able to catch a boat right away and took me to the ship. So we were damaged severely by bombs, but we managed to get the ship underway.
The Nevada, under heavy attack, was eventually run aground. As chaos unfolded on the water and in the air, Lowell Bingham witnessed it all from the land.
I thought there was Army and Navy planes until the bombs started going off.
Stationed at nearby Fort Shafter, Bingham that morning had walked down to a pineapple field to try to glean some fresh fruit. After the attack started, he and five others set up a 50-millimeter machine gun near the cannery, but they were not given ammunition.
We sat up there and we just watched.
The impact of the attack didn't set in immediately with the 17-year-old who had fibbed about his age to get into the Army.
If I'd have been older and really understood what was going on, for some reason it just didn't click with me that this was a world war that they were starting.
Bingham would grow up soon enough. He fought throughout the Pacific and was wounded twice before war's end. Mark Juke, KSL News Radio.